News and Talk Station.
Thank you so much for joining us. Joining us on the line also this morning, though, is Professor Siphamandla Zondi, Head of Political Science of the Political Science Department at the University of Pretoria, who is joining us this morning. I know you're going to think it's funny, but he's joining us this morning to help us define politics. A very good morning to you, Prof. How are you doing this morning?
Well, hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Prof, it sounds like a stupid question. It sounds like something that a South African shouldn't be asking now. But do we as South Africans understand the true meaning of politics?
We are engaged in it almost on a daily basis. And we are actually doing it in many, many ways. And we are drawn into it by institutions like political parties and civil society organizations and so on. Even though we may not all have the definition of it, the original definition of the word politics, linked to the Greek word politika, actually simply meant to be demonstrably concerned with the affairs of the polity, or of the country, of the city where you live. So when we are demonstrably concerned, not just concerned, but to demonstrate your concern for the city by contributing to its well-being, to debates, to conversations, to activities, making a contribution, to asking a question, to keeping a vigilant eye, all of that is actually politics. It differs from a small component of it, which is a professional part of it, which is called party politics, which is to be involved in the task of improving the affairs of the polity via membership and activism in a political party or an organization of another form. And many people are also involved in that. But the problem with it is that many people are just members who vote at a particular point, attend a rally at a particular point. They aren't actually active in transforming their organizations into real agents of positive change in society, watching over leaders that are to whom they cede power for a moment, they never surrender power, they kind of cede it for a moment, so that these people can act on behalf of the will of the rest. So it becomes a problem when people participate only superficially in this party political process, and therefore leave it to the political elite to do as they wish instead of doing the wish and the will of the people.
Prof, talking to that, I mean, you know, yesterday I made the session that, you know, we can't claim, or rather we should not look at Stephen Biko as a politician. He was a leader, not a politician. And I got the SMS yesterday saying that maybe before we say Biko was not a politician, let's describe what is meant by the word politics, lest we measure this word by our political parties, by what our political parties do, and forget the real meaning. Do you find that in South Africa, perhaps, you know, for me, I think that at their time, politics has changed. What we knew as politics back then is different to what we see with politicians now. And thus I ask the questions, are we then not allowed as the future generations to adapt the meaning of politics as it is to our current situation?
Yes, you are right. You're absolutely correct. It is the manner in which we have conducted politics, or we've allowed politics to degenerate into an activity, rituals, and conduct of a few elites that are called politicians, which means the professionals who have offered themselves to act on behalf of others. And the quality of our work, of their work, is as good as what we require them to do. And the vigilance we keep on them, accountability we enforce on them, because in the end, we are the actors in the politics, in the making of our politics, but we have often kind of surrendered it to this few elite who who themselves do not fully understand what they're doing, and they quite a number of them are opportunists. A number of them are in it just for money. A number of them are in it just for fame, and they have helped to give politics a bad name. And we are moving very close, and that's a problem. We've seen on the African continent and in Asia, you see it as well, in Latin America and in Europe, is that as a result of how we've conducted it, we tend at some point to want to walk away from it and therefore throw the baby with the bathwater and kind of like dismiss politics itself as not useful for building society, when actually it is the politicians that we have put in there and how we ourselves have maintained control over how the politicians conduct themselves that has caused us problems. And therefore, you could really define Stephen Bantu Biko as a good politician, a good political activist, a good participant in the politics of our country, and not assume that a bad politician is the archetypical politician. It's a bad politician.
Professor Zondi is Professor Siphamandla Zondi joining us to talk to us about the true definition of politics. He is the head of the political science department at the University of Pretoria, talking to us, as I've mentioned before, defining the basics of politics. Is our definition of politics linked to what we see today and forgetting the true definition of what politics is? And talking to that, you've just mentioned now Stephen Biko as an activist. You've also mentioned to Stephen Biko as a good politician. Here's an SMS from one of our listeners, Prof, very quickly, saying that you are right. Steve Biko was not a politician, but an activist. What is the difference?
Yeah. A politician was supposed to be somebody who is an activist as well, but has taken politics as a profession for purposes of serving the people and enabling people to serve to achieve their interests. That's what a politician is. So there isn't really a real difference between an activist, a political activist, and a politician, except for the fact that an activist is generally somebody who's active in politics, which means almost everybody who's somehow involved in politics. And a politician is that component of those people that have decided to make it a profession, offered themselves to serve on behalf of the people. And therefore, a good politician is a political activist, actually.
Prof.
And a bad politician is the one who's taken the job and serve it and use it to serve their own interests. He's still a political activist, but it's a bad one.
I wonder then, Prof, what your comments would be to that, where President Jacob Zuma had likened himself to Stephen Biko, saying that, you know, Stephen Biko was hated. He is also hated. No comment then, Prof. Thank you.
That's a very interesting one. Because if you want to liken yourself to Steve Biko, it is better to liken yourself on the basis of what he is. He's intended to do, how he conducted himself, and why he was hated. He was not hated for being involved in corruption. He was not hated for allowing really mistakes, simple mistakes that should not have happened. He was not hated for running a government that was incompetent, that was not delivering fully to the services of the service to the people and so on. It is therefore not quite a correct comparison to say, because I am hated for making the mistakes I made, I'm therefore similar to Steve Biko, who was hated not for the mistakes he made, but for the clarity of his political ideology, for the clarity about why he was involved in all of this, for the interest of the people,
yes,
and for opposing an unjust system.
Unfortunately, Prof, I've just run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Prof.
You're most welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much, sir.